Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One of the programs that we love to spotlight throughout the course of the year, doing a tremendous job this year, looking obviously an important year to get over that hump and get into a position where they could battle for a conference and also get a bowl game. But it kind of all starts this Saturday with the spring game, so everybody will get an opportunity to see what's happened during the last month. Head coach Mike McIntyre is kind enough to join us. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time on this Monday. And I know it's been another exciting spring for you guys, and everything will kind of cap off this Saturday.
Yes, it will, Larry. I really appreciate you having us on, and we are excited about Saturday at 5 o'clock in our stadium. It's going to be fun.
I mean, I'm not going to bring the rain like last year, so but I
no,
am
no.
But I am coming, and I'm excited about it. I love to see the what's going on. I know that you guys have had some new faces. Obviously, you worked on a lot of different things during the last month or so. Talk about this season. As far as coming out of spring, what you got and what you learned from this team. I know you had a few kids banged up, but for the guys who are ready to go, what did you kind of get out of the last month or so?
Well, I think we're a much more physical football team. We have more depth on both sides of the line. I'm excited about that. Kewan Jenkins has had an excellent spring, and so we're excited about what he is doing and where we're headed. So we've added some new guys and some of our freshmen that we redshirted, especially some of our linemen have done well this spring, and looking forward to seeing them play this fall.
You've been around a lot of programs, and I've obviously been around the game for a long, long time. And, the one thing that you always take a look at is the progression from season to season. And some of that is obviously with the way the line of scrimmage is shaping up. And, yep. And I don't have to tell you the games are won and lost up front. How much improvement has there been? Because I know you were kind of thin at a lot of offensive positions on the line last year. Has that kind of shored up? Do you have a lot more depth than you did last year?
Yes, we do. We had some young guys that played a ton of snaps last year, and J.D. Lee, and we had Travis Burke and some other guys like that played a lot of plays and got better. And they're bigger, stronger, playing better. And then we have some young men that have stepped up, like Daniel Michelle and Mikael Rabus and Jaheim Buchanan. They were all freshmen that we redshirted last year, and they've looked really good in spring. And then Nair Jackson was a redshirt freshman that we started last year. They're all bigger, stronger, and just excited about where they're headed. And we've added some other guys, some transfer guys in with them, and that are looking good. So we have more depth, more size, more athleticism, so, and experience. So that's a big factor for us.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach Mike McIntyre joins us, head coach at FIU. And another thing is in the last couple of years, your recruiting has picked up to the point where you got a lot of Florida kids, a lot of local kids, whether they came back or whether you recruited them. Now that everybody knows, from word of mouth, as you mentioned, with Keon Jenkins and players that you've taken over the last couple of years, how has that helped as far as getting some of these local kids? I know that during the spring, a few early enrollees like Jermaine Carter, a guy that you and I talked about, several times on the side, a guy like Jaden Williams and Clayton Dees, who was actually at your spring game last year, and I had a chance to talk to him. What have some of these younger kids infused this team with?
Well, they're infusing with athleticism, energy, and they're doing really well. I know you mentioned Jermaine Carter. A lot of times those young linemen that come in, they need a little time to soak and kind of get used to it. Jermaine has showed that he can play right now, so we've been excited about what Jermaine's done this spring in practice. He'll be wearing number 99 out there when you watch him on Saturday, and he's explosive and powerful, and he's had an excellent spring, and along with Clayton and Jaden Williams and a lot of other guys that we've added. But we have quite a few young men from Dade and Broward, and that's extremely important to us. So we want the best to stay home. We kind of want to make it Dade and Broward all-star team. We're working hard at that.
And that's good, because when you were recruiting this area where you weren't here, you knew, what type of talent. Also, a couple of transfers that figure to make an impact, like Desna Washington and Eddie Walls, who I watched, play in the past. Giovanni Davis, who I think is, really, really good. Talk about some of these kids, because I know you got some size too with the kid Ben Schellenbach, who's like 6'6".
Yeah, we're excited about Ben at the offensive line, and we've got some other guys there that have really stepped. Jaleel Davis, another young man that's transferred in, and you're correct on the young men that you mentioned, their ability. Giovanni Davis had 38 sacks at University of Tennessee at Martin, and he's from right here in our backyard. He graduated. Yeah. He wanted to play in the last year here. He's looked excellent in the spring. Excellent pass rusher. Eddie Walls, that transferred in from Bethune-Cookman. That's, from the Fort Myers area. He's a really excellent player. And, he's 6'5". He's 255 pounds. He can rush the passer. So we've been excited about him. And, we got Juju Lewis that transferred back in from Georgia Tech. This from Western. And so that's one of our main things. When we see people go in the portal, we're trying to choose the right ones for us that fit what we want to do. And also the first thing we look at is, are they from Florida and are they from South Florida? And there's been a lot of kids that wanted to come back home and play. And so there's a lot of, ties to that and a lot of commitment, and they want to make it special, and we're excited they're here.
Yeah, no doubt. And obviously, this week, this Saturday, everything starts at 5:00. You have the opening of the stadium. I know that people love the tailgate. I know that a lot of the fans, the hardcore fans who are used to that. Obviously, there'll be a lot of things going on. I know that last year, they had the food trucks last year. They had a lot of tents. Right. They had a lot of things going on surrounding it. I know the players are excited. Sometimes you get a little bit stale of not having a large group of fans, but now you got all your season ticket holders, your alumni. It's a perfect time on a Saturday, kickoff at 5:00 right there on campus. And we're looking forward to it, Coach. I can't thank you enough for joining us. And I'm looking forward to Saturday, and we'll see you out there.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Have a great night.
You too. Coach Mike McIntyre, the head coach at FIU, got a chance. I know there's a couple of spring games going on at the same time here in South Florida, but obviously Miami's limiting their crowd. So if you hadn't have an opportunity to see FIU yet, this will be a good opportunity. I had a lot of fun last year, the pregame. I know it rained, but before you get a chance to see a lot of the parents and, you know, get some, you know, get a chance to see the kids working out and, you know, because that's exciting for us because we get a chance to see these kids from when they're young. And now here they are. They're adults. They're young adults. Some of them are 21, 22, and certainly an opportunity to play in front of a really good crowd. We expect I think it's going to be a really, really good crowd on Saturday. It's a perfect time. The weather, as I look on the 5-day forecast and 6-day forecast, it looks pretty darn good. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts, you know, they treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, youth athletes, everybody. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we talk University of Miami football. Gabby Arudia from 24/7 Sports is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.